USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It wasn't necessary or appropriate. Words from a statement from former President Donald Trump posted to his social media platform confirming that the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, a search he characterized as a raid. Sources have told multiple outlets that the search is in relation to classified documents that Trump took with him when he left office. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll from devastating flooding in the eastern part of his state now sits at 37, with at least one other death to be added. He gave the update alongside President Biden, who toured the damage with First Lady Jill Biden, the president pledging ongoing support until residents were restored to a better than before.
We're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county and the city, we're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Jeffrey is making a comeback and has a partner to help him.
Toys R Us stores are officially back, launching new stores inside Macy's locations in 9 states. The cities are Atlanta, Chicago, Honolulu, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, and San Francisco. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mixed results on Wall Street. The Dow rose 29 points, but the Nasdaq fell 13 points and the S&P 500 shaved off 5. The white murderers of a black jogger in Brunswick, Georgia, have added federal life sentences after being convicted of federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for killing Ahmaud Arbery. Wanda Cooper Jones is Arbery's mother.
I'm very proud to say that we finally got justice for Ahmaud on the federal level. I am pleased that they will do their time in the state penitentiary, and that's what I have been screaming the whole time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The biggest weapons package to date is being sent to Ukraine. $1 billion worth of rockets, ammo, and other materials from Defense Department stockpiles will go to strengthen the under-siege country as it pushes back against Russian troops. The war has just reached the half-year mark. Grammy superstar Olivia Newton-John has died. She topped the pop, country, adult, and dance charts and captured the hearts of everyone who saw her in the movie Grease. She played Sandy, of course. Olivia Newton-John lost her battle with cancer at age 73. We're now starting to see the effect of the pandemic on the mental health of children.
A new report shows about 1.5 million children in the United States experienced anxiety or depression in the first year of the COVID pandemic. Released by the Annie E. Cassie Foundation, it shows a 26% rise in the conditions in children aged 3 to 17 between 2016 and 2020. It also notes a surge in the number of attempted suicides. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Volunteers are being sought in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Cases are rising and warming weather is helping ticks expand their habitat. A vaccine for people was pulled off the market in 2002 due to a lack of demand, leaving bug spray and tick checks as the only human options available. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.